This is West Virginia Morning from West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Beth Voorhees. Senator Jay Rockefeller has high praise for former CIA Director Leon Panetta, but harsh words for other CIA directors he's known. In discussing the torture report released last week, Rockefeller tells the story of how even the CIA tried to spy on the Senate Intelligence Committee during its investigation of interrogation tactics. In the reaction to the report's release, the senator has been accused of giving tacit approval to CIA tactics because he did not object. We pick up our conversation there.
At any point when you're on the Intelligence Committee, and you're hearing about these things, is there any point that you can go to someone and say, no, stop this. Stop this now.
No, there isn't. The best way you can do that is to do what we've done. What was the point of going to Dick Cheney or to George Tenet or to any of them? One of the problems, with the exception of Leon Panetta, we've had a pretty sorry group of CIA directors. They've been political. They've all been political, except with the exception of Leon Panetta. And that's a really bad mistake for a Republican or a Democratic president to make, is somebody who is, quote, loyal to him, as opposed to loyal to the truth and to the objective of getting the intelligence that you need to keep your country safe. This isn't a matter of personal loyalty. It's a matter of professional loyalty. Leon Panetta was very good. The rest of them ranged from mediocre to really, really bad. And I'm taking us all the way back to pre-9/11. That's a bad thing to say about protecting a country.
As you leave the U.S. Senate, and specifically the Senate Intelligence Committee, what is your hope for that committee's focus and work moving forward, given now that it will be headed by the GOP?
When you say it will be headed by the GOP, you're sort of reinforcing the answer that I gave to the question we just finished talking about, and that is who controls this. And the answer to that should be not the GOP or the Democratic Party or whatever. It ought to be professional people in the CIA whose job it is day by day take the oath of allegiance to their country and their country's security, are professionally trained, exactingly changed, and they go after the truth in the way that you can get the truth, or that have the best shot of getting the truth, which is something called the Army Field Manual. It's the opposite of torture. It's now the law of the land. The CIA sort of declined to admit that because they've run a really bad shop all these years. And they were able to do that because they prevented the Intelligence Committee of the House and the Senate, were ardent students of all of this, from learning anything. They wouldn't deal with us. They wouldn't brief us. They wouldn't tell us the truth when they did brief us. They would only talk to the chairman or vice chairman. They wouldn't talk to members of the committee. And then you wonder, why was it that we weren't? And then they kept saying, well, the Congress is fully briefed. Well, it was exactly the opposite of that. They withheld everything they could from us. To this very day, the White House is withholding 900,000 pages of information which we could use. Why they don't make it available to us, I have no idea. But you see, it's they own that, and we aren't doing the interrogating so that they can keep from us what they want. Now, what became very inconvenient for them, Beth, when they broke into illegally, which was probably a criminal act, into our intelligence security system for the Senate Intelligence Committee. They broke into it. They actually made themselves like staff people, except they did it digitally. It was horrible. And they wanted to get back something called the Panetta Report. And the reason they wanted to get the Panetta Report was that Leon Panetta, as I indicated, was a very good CIA director. He'd grown up a Republican. He became a Democrat, but he's right down the center. He called things as he saw them. And his report validated what we're saying in our report. The CIA obviously did not want that to get out. So they technically, potentially broke the rules or the law in order to try to get that report back. They failed in that. And, you know, it's not a healthy situation.
Senator Jay Rockefeller retiring from public office. He'll be involved in the new school of policy and politics named for him at West Virginia University. Common Core is an educational initiative that's been in the news headlines due to some controversy surrounding it. At the state capitol Tuesday, delegates, senators, and the public met on the House floor to hear from 8 representatives either for or against Common Core. Liz McCormick reports.
Some citizens against Common Core sat in on the meeting sporting bright yellow T-shirts that said in bold black letters, "Save our students" on one side and "Stop Common Core" on the other. Caution tape lined the aisles of the chamber as if a crime scene had taken place. Dr. Sandra Stotsky of the University of Arkansas was one of 6 speakers from out of state to address the issue. She claims those who wrote up the standards were not qualified.
When we get to actually who wrote the standards, which is where I came into action on the validation committee, it then turns out that most of the key writers for both the ELA and the math standards had no K-12 teaching experience at all. The ELA English Language Arts writers had no degree in English or English literature. They had no prior involvement with K-12 education. Indeed, they were totally unknown to everyone in the field. Who chose them, why they were chosen, to this day we still don't know, because everything was done non-transparently.
One of the speakers supporting Common Core was Dave Spence, the president of the Southern Regional Education Board. He argues that the level of success since Common Core was adopted has significantly impacted education levels.
So having one set of standards is critically important, along with ensuring they are rigorous enough to predict readiness for post-secondary education. At SREB, since 2007, we have argued that all states should have standards meeting these criteria relating to college and career readiness. We also believe that there's not only one set of standards in literacy and math that would meet these readiness requirements. We do believe that the Common Core state standards rise to the level of college and career readiness. That is why and how they were developed and researched. What I hope we don't lose sight of as states is that where states were 7 to 8 years ago before the Common Core, somewhere near 40 states, either in English, literacy, math, or both, did not come up to the level of college and career readiness.
Delegate Amanda Pasden, the incoming chair on education, says there's a lot that needs to be discussed once the legislature is in session.
We need to have standards for our children. Certainly everybody needs accountability and we need standards set in education. You know, what we're learning about Common Core is that we had some challenges with the rollout. There was some challenges with implementation and there's been some backlash for that and that's understandable. So what we want to make sure more than anything that we do is get it right for our students and get it right for our children.
So Pasden agrees we need standards in West Virginia, either Common Core or not Common Core. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.
Holly Williams is bona fide country royalty. Her father is Hank Jr. Here she is with Drinkin' from her album, The Highway.
Why are you drinking like the night is young? In the bed and the day is long done. So why are you drinking like the night is young? Why are you screaming like I don't have ears? Hey, why are you screaming like I don't have ears? Baby, I can hear you loud and clear. So why are you screaming like I don't have ears? Cheating.
Holly Williams with Drinkin'. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Bohr, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, and Liz McCormick. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.